Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Learner lifers. So if you're in your car right now, there's 67,000 motorists out around this country driving on their third or more, possibly, learner permit. Like, they've held their provisional licence for years, even decades in some cases. Now, some have been delayed because of the knock-on effects to the waiting lists for driving tests, but not all 67,000. So should they crack down on learner drivers? Brenda Bulger is from the Bulger School of Motoring in Kilkenny. Brenda's with us on the line today. Brenda, how have we so many motorists who'll spend their entire lifetime driving behind the wheel of their car and no full licence?
It's mind-boggling. Like, that is the question. How can we get to 67,000 drivers who consistently failed their driving tests or who have not even applied for their driving tests and keep getting licences issued over and over and over again, and absolutely no questions being raised or no action being taken as to why this is the case and why it's been allowed to happen and why it's been allowed to happen for as long as it's been allowed to happen?
I'm sure there's people who go through their entire lifetime today. I was looking at some of the figures on this. There's 5,000 of the 67,000 people are over the age of 60. Sure, they'll never bother sitting there driving. Why would you?
But this is it. There's no incentive at the moment to do it because there's no repercussions for not doing it. We don't have a guard the presence out there, and we've been saying this for quite some time. It needs to be the community effort, the RSA and the Gardaí all coming together, putting this forward. And we'll have people who say, well, I'm on my provisional for 10, 20, 30 years. I've never had an accident. That doesn't necessarily mean that you are a good driver. It means you're very fortunate to share the roads with other people who have done their test, who are good drivers and who are maybe the ones taking the evasive action when they're sharing the road with somebody who isn't qualified to drive. And it's something that anybody who's out there on the road is doing has to have the bare minimum standard assessment that you are safe to be on the road for other people. Even when you get over 60, you're still going to have to go to your GP. And the only thing you're required at that time is to have an eye test. So just make sure that you can see is all that's required at that age. Not your motor functions, not your cognitive functions, not the speed of your thought processes and reaction times, just an eye test. And we've all seen things happen and we've all known that we can avoid accidents if people can think and react at speed correctly. But you're only required to have an eye test.
Mm. The number of people who have the learner permits, we'll say, you know, on their third or whatever, many more learner L-plate learner permits. What is the current rule at the moment? So when you apply for the first and second, I understand it that you get that for 2 years. But once you get onto the third permit, how many years do you get with that, Brenda?
So after the first two licences, you get your first two for 2 years each, and then subsequent third or any other licence, it's for 1 year only. And in that time, in order to have the licence renewed, you have to minimum have applied for a driving test. Now, I think we need to maybe focus to change that you prove that you've applied one to prove that you've sat one. So people we do know will waste the €85 and apply for a driving test, and they're just so overwhelmed at the prospect of having to be tested, they actually won't turn up for the test on the day.
So all that happens in that case is that you're at the loss of the money, but it doesn't. There's no impact to your... You can still carry on driving yourself that day, as long, presumably, if you have this full licensed driver with you. I can't see 67,000 people out there in L-plates today with full-time drivers with them.
Absolutely not. I mean, you're talking over 120,000 people being available to be, you know, in two people per vehicle every day that somebody on a provisional license wants to drive. So if we're going to start pushing this out and maybe not looking at it till later on, perhaps we should maybe change the process by which you can apply for your licence. So if you don't turn up for your test, you will be issued an email by the RSA to say, you know, you were a no-show for your test on this date. And then if you go to apply for your licence, you will either have to show, pardon me, you will have to show that you sat your test and you were unsuccessful, or you didn't turn up for the test. And if you sat your test and you were unsuccessful, you know, that happens. Everybody has their shot at trying to pass it. But if you have ones where you have not turned up for this test, for whatever the reason may be, you're not issued a license.
Mm.
End of. Because everybody who's out there... this process. And there are no exceptions. There are no exceptions. We are all graded at the same level, regardless of age, regardless of gender, regardless of job titles. Everybody has to reach this standard.
Oh, look, and I get that. Woman. People can fail the test in the first time and the second time, I suppose. Yeah. What a lot of us would probably have the query about today, and I don't want to be ignorant in saying this, Brenda, but as I see it, like, am I right in saying that you can be a serial failure for your entire time behind the wheel, just consistently go sit a test every year once it gets to the third or the fourth learner permit that you've received, and you can consistently fail that test and go out and drive in the car on the road?
That's exactly it. I mean, we're one of the few countries in Europe where you fail even test, you receive a certificate of failure and you can get in your car and drive away. Now, I know a lot of that is down to a lack of public transport around the country, and I'd be one of the people who would be affected by it.
I'm going to cut across you, Brenda, for a moment, because I just want to reconnect with your phone line. So stay with me. It's 1800 453 106. That is the number, though. Tara is with us on the line in Dublin today. Tara, I believe, so you were one of the people, you experienced delays in waiting for your driving test. Is that right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So I had, when I was speaking to you, I think back in February, I was on the waiting list and they said I would get a offer to do a driving test in August. And that worked out pretty well for me because I was actually in Germany for 5 months for college. And when I came back in August, I got offered a driving test and it was in a month. And I just felt I wasn't prepared for it. So I didn't do it. Mm. And so they were like, okay, you didn't do this offer. We'll offer you again when there's another time coming up. And so I then, and so during that time, I applied for another learner permit because my learner permit, of course, is going to expire again. And I've now booked my test and I have a new learner permit and everything like that ready to go. But it took me so long to get a learner, get insurance. First of all, was extortionate money and it was so hard to get a good price. And the other issue was that there's the timings for when you do a test were so short. They only gave you a month, where normally they'd give you 2 months in advance. You could pick between, October, maybe November, whereas I only had a month.
So you would have been on your second learner permit, am I that right?
Yeah, so I was on my second learner permit, now on my third. So I only have a year to kind of get this driving test done and hopefully pass.
And when you say you only have a year to do it, why is that?
It's because I'm on my third learner permit, which means you only have a year to have this permit.
Yeah, but you'll still be able to apply again, won't you?
Yeah, but I think I have to do a retest of my theory test.
Okay, so Brenda, there is some obstacle, I suppose, to try and deter people. Like, I know in Tara's case, Tara's not doing this deliberately. As she said, she's been away, she's been in Germany studying, came back and the timeline was too short then to sit the test, having been away for a couple of months. But so you have to resit the theory test element to it, Brenda.
Yeah, there is a question that if your license expires, you have a certain number of years that you can renew it without having to sit the theory test. I'm not 100% sure on what the theory is there. I know the first initial rule was first license 2 years, second license 2 years, third license there was talks then that you would have to resit your theory test if your learner permits had expired, but I don't see that in action anymore. But if your license does expire, you do have a time frame within which you can renew it without having to undertake a driver theory test. I think that's where the water gets muddied. And she's right, there are genuine reasons why people cannot do this.
That completely.
Yeah, and a lot of it as well can be down to the fact that the waiting times for the driving test are still incredibly long. We were supposed to have an inroad to making them an awful lot shorter by the middle of this year, and we don't seem to have done that yet either.
Robin is on the line with us. You were sort of a victim of the long waiting list to sit the driving test, Robin.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So I was just under 14 months waiting to do my first test. So by the time I'd actually finally been invited to a test, I booked it, let's say, I paid for it on the 2nd of November 2022. I sat the driving test on the 21st of December the following year. So I was waiting for an entire year. I booked my test as soon as I finished my 12 lessons. Now, I was lucky I shared a car with a parent, and I had been for a while. So my insurance wasn't extortionately expensive. But by the time I got to the point where I was nearly getting an offer, I knew that I hadn't had my lessons in over a year. So then obviously it was costly to book a couple of lessons to refresh myself, because I knew that if I just hadn't done any lessons and I'd waited the 14 months and did a test that I'd probably have failed. Now, I passed, thankfully, but it was a huge length of time. And in that time, obviously, I had to get, I got my third provisional license. And then I had about a 2 week window where my provisional license went out before my test. So I had to pay for that, even though obviously I was quietly confident that I might pass, and I did. So I had it for all of about 2 weeks, and that's not in use because obviously I passed my test. So it was a very lengthy process of me just waiting. And I know that my test centre is one of the most popular in the country, if not the most popular, but I don't think that's changed. I know that when you go online, it says, okay, it might be, you know, February, might be 5 months. But it, when I booked mine, it said I was going to be invited in 3 months, and it just kept pushing and pushing and pushing until it ended up becoming nearly 14 months waiting.
14 months waiting, okay. And Tara, sorry, when did you say your third permit now will expire when?
The 3rd of October 2025.
Okay, so you have a year now to sit the test.
Yeah.
Right. Well, what about you, Frank? You've been listening to Tara and Robin and Brenda. Why did you get in touch? Have I got Frank? Frank there. No, hang on. We'll get Frank back in a moment. Paul in Dublin says, don't you need to sit a certain amount of expensive driving lessons before you can sit the test? You do. Does this apply for the cohort of learner permit holders? Can you answer that, Brenda? Suppose it doesn't.
I'm not sure I understand his question. Is he referring to that you have to undertake the minimum of 12 hours of driving before you're allowed to go ahead and apply for your test?
Well, I understood his message to mean that you undergo the 12 hours, the number of lessons, you apply for the test. Say you don't turn up for that test, or you don't take it, or you cancel it, or whatever, you reschedule and you're now in your fifth or sixth permit. Presume you don't have to keep sitting lessons in between that.
Nope, not at all.
No,
he's right.
Okay.
He literally just paid the 12. Frank,
why did you get in contact?
Andrea, hi. Yeah, my daughter has done her test twice in Tuam in Galway. And after the first time, like, we obviously, our parents, we believed that her driving was perfect, and she failed the test the first time. And then the second time, her instructor was actually exasperated that she would have been failed, and he recommended another instructor to take her out for a test or for a drive and see. The second instructor said, yeah, she's well able for her test, she passed no problem, and she was failed the second time.
The second time?
In the same test centre, different examiner, and then they cancelled her test for the third time, and now she's been waiting over 6 months for a third test.
But why did they cancel it?
I don't know, there's just emails to say your test has been cancelled.
Maybe some staffing issue or whatever. And she's waiting 6 months now.
Yeah, and she's, like, I'd obviously be biased, but she's a very competent driver.
And was there, look, I know you get the kind of the leaflet, don't you? You get the report on, was there anything big flagged up that you thought, or, I know it looks,
no,
we
there
can
was too small, I can't remember what they were now, but, like, the majority of her,
nothing major,
were green, and then there was one or two orange, and that was about it. Yeah.
And but the point is, she now has to, so she's, I suppose, effectively on, well, she's still in the second learner permit, is she? And
oh yeah, she's on her second permit at this stage. Yeah.
But she's waiting 6 months.
She's waiting 6 months. Yeah, for a retest. And she's changed test centre.
Yeah.
And she's still waiting 6 months.
You see, and
the weight, I think, shouldn't matter, really.
Yeah, and that's a big part of it too, isn't it? The fact that, you know, it's to do with the number of testers, the backlogs that are there. We're probably still trying to clear those waiting lists since COVID too. There's long waiting lists for people in test centres, so I presume that's a contributory
something
factor.
Our fabulous Minister for Transport hasn't been able to get his head around.
Yeah. Sharon is on the line. Sharon, your daughter, similar position to Frank, is she?
Yes, yeah, very similar to Frank in that, you know, she's done her lessons. Like, so you can't apply until you've done your lessons. And then you apply and we're still waiting. So she's just applied, you know, a month or so ago, and all it says is tracking. So there's nothing, you know, you're kind of being told, I think she was told when she looked at it, it's going to be the new year. But what I was saying earlier was, you know, when you're sitting in the passenger seat and you're with this person who's driving and, you know, they're doing their competent job, whatever, the standard of driving is appalling. absolutely appalling.
Of older drivers?
I don't know. Oh, my God. And when they see the L plates, like, we have, she started her lesson, say, in her granny's car. And then she switched to my car because she gave up on the whole manual. So she's going to do an automatic now. So I only recently enough put the L plates on my car. Mother of God. It's like a challenge to some drivers. They see the L plates and so, you know, this tailgating. And it's just this, like when you're in the passenger seat and you're like, it's different if I'm a passenger in somebody else's car. You know, you're just chatting and whatever. But when you're with a learner driver, you're very much concentrating on what they're doing and road positioning and, you know, all that kind of thing. It's appalling, the level of driving. So while 67,000 people should not be allowed to renew their permits, you know, just forever and ever and ever. Like, the level of people who have obviously passed their tests is atrocious.
Yeah.
So I cynically, I would think, you know, why is this kind of, is it a look over there kind of situation now, you know, in that, and what Brendan said earlier, there's no enforcement. There's nobody there making sure that the quality of driving from everyone is good.
Yeah.
Like all of us.
Have you found that, Frank? You know, if you or somebody is out in the car with... Okay, with, I think Frank might be gone. But I don't know, Tara, are you still... Is Tara still with us? Like, have you ever been stopped by somebody or by the guards to make sure that you have a full licensed driver with you when you're out in the road?
I've never been stopped by guards. I haven't actually seen them on the road, to be honest, at all.
Yeah. You've never nobody's ever queried when you're in the car, have you?
No, I have had the experience of the tailgating and someone actually got out of their car and started yelling at me and I started crying.
Well, that's very intimidating.
That was, yeah, because I stalled the car and I couldn't get it started again because it was my sister's car and I was learning on hers and it was my first time out on the road with her. It was, there was no one out on the road. It was quite late and of course someone was behind me. They were coming up really close. I stalled, couldn't get started again. So my sister got out of the car to come and switch over. And the people behind me started beeping. My sister said, please hold on, she's a learner. And the guy got out of the car and was like, well, she shouldn't be on the road if she can't start a car. And I started crying because I got really upset, thinking, oh my God, I've like made this person so angry because like I can't drive properly. And yeah, and then he just drove around us and that was it. But it was... horrible.
Yeah, not definitely not a great experience at all, Tara, no doubt about it. What about you, Pat? You've been listening to everybody here today about the number of learner drivers on, well, learner lifers. You can hear me, Pat, you can.
Oh, hello there, yeah, sorry, of course. Can you hear me?
Yes, what point did you want to make, Pat?
Well, Rob told me earlier on, I've been speaking to him about 7 years ago. But
no, hang on, I'm gonna reconnect with you there because there's just a terrible echo on the line. Brenda, maybe just finally to just, you know, on a point to you on this, is this just down purely now to staffing?
It absolutely is. Whatever system the RSA, whatever CRM platforms they're using or whatever method they're devising, it's been failing consistently. We absolutely are aware that we need more staff. We knew we needed more staff 2 years ago and our population has increased exponentially since then. We're still going to be having this conversation in 2, 3, 4 years' time if we don't get the numbers in there. We absolutely need to have more testers.
Yeah, so somebody else is asking, and you know, look, there's no, well, I don't have the evidence to suggest this, but listeners wondering, do we have any idea how many provisional licensed drivers are involved in fatalities? I suppose that's figures we don't have, is it?
We don't at the moment. I think it's somewhere, was it last year alone, there was something like 15% of them were learner drivers. And when we hear the term learner driver involved in an accident, our mind instantly, and you know, sometimes rightly, sometimes wrongly, springs to a 17-year-old male age 15 to 25, because that's what we're programmed for. We really do need to get the statistics back from that. And what we also need to do as well is, like the lady had said there a moment ago, we need to stop having this one driving test mindset and have a continual assessment all through your driving career, because who you are at 17 is not who you are at 30 or not who you are at 50.
I can imagine the opposition to that. Brenda Bulger from the Bulger School of Motoring in Kilkenny. Tara, Robin, Sharon, Frank as well, thanks a million for getting in touch with us. Listener here says, I couldn't care less about learner drivers not getting a licence because licensed drivers are also horrendous motorists. I'd be happier if drivers had to repeat the test every 3 to 5 years. I'd pass first time every time because I know how to drive safely. Policing is the biggest problem. They literally don't stop for red lights where I live in North Dublin. They don't even yield to traffic with a green light, says this texter.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.